Right, let's pray just before we start. Let's give our time to the Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are with us this morning, Lord. We thank you for Dave and Kelly and the stories that they've shared with us this morning, Lord. We thank you and we thank you that you want to see your kingdom flourish, Lord, and you want to do that through ordinary people, Lord. And so this morning, Lord, will you speak to us, Lord? Will you encourage us? Will you stir us, Lord? If you don't feel inspired this morning, Lord, will you inspire us this morning, Lord, with the wonder that is to be a disciple, but also to make disciples, to see other people give their life to you, Lord? That is what we're called to do. That is a journey we all go on when we say yes to you, Lord, for our entire lives, Lord. So we just ask that you will speak through your word this morning, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord, as we share that together. Just a few little things, Lord, will you speak to us this morning in your name. Amen. So, as Andrew said, we have been in a series in Acts. Today is the last one because we're going to have a break for the summer. We're going to do a few sort of standalones over the summer, and then we're going to start a new series back in September. In September. And this morning, we're going to be looking at multiplying disciples. We don't have enough time to really in-depth unpack it, but hopefully there'll be one or two little nuggets that you can take away, something that God will speak to you about. We're going to look at two scriptures, but before we dive in to God's word, we were talking about seeds, and we're talking about growing seeds. So we live in a beautiful part of the world. And if you get to explore, I try and go out on my bike once a week around sort of Faversham, Herne Hill, Boughton, Canterbury, those sort of places. And this is what it looks like. Like it's beautiful. We have orchards. And at this time of year, the apples are, you know, the trees are full of apples. But how does one apple become an orchard like that? Through one seed. As we've learned, one seed. One seed is planted, one tree is grown, you get much fruit and many, many seeds. And that, as Andrew said earlier, that's how Jesus' kingdom grows. That's how he outworks his kingdom. And so this morning, what we're going to do is look in Acts and see if that's what happened. So let's open our Bibles at Acts chapter 11. And we're going to read from verse 19 to 26. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, which is also the Greeks, also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And then a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when they had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. So we're just going to pull out a few things that kind of stood out in that passage, things that we can learn from, things that God can teach us. So first is, who is it who told people about Jesus? It wasn't Peter. It wasn't Paul. We hear about Barnabas. But what happened was ordinary believers, ordinary people, talked about Jesus. Ordinary people shared their life and shared their faith. And what happened was people believed. The Lord was with them. So ordinary people shared their life and built relationships, like we heard about Dave and Kelly. They shared who they were. They shared their life with them. Then they shared their faith with them. And then they shared Jesus with them. This was ordinary people. And then we hear about Barnabas. So why was Barnabas there? Well, they sent Barnabas to the church to strengthen them. He was an encourager. He was there to support them. He was there to encourage them and to stir them on in their faith. Like, we all need Barnabases in our church. And you could probably think of, you know, several people in our church that are Barnabas characters. And we all need that. We all need a bit of help in sharing our faith and in our discipleship journey. Like, it's for us personally, but also helping us to step out in faith and share our life and share our faith with people. Because a disciple isn't just someone who believes and does nothing with it. It's someone who is following Jesus and then helps other people follow Jesus as well. Because making disciples isn't just about conversion. I mean, as brilliant as that and amazing as that moment is when someone gives their life to Jesus, it's also about going further. It's also about helping them continue to follow Jesus. And maybe you're sitting here and you can think of people that encourage you, or think of people that have helped you in your journey. Have a little think. Who are the people that encourage you in this church? But who are the people that have shared their life and shared their faith with you over the years? Right, so the second passage we're going to look at is in Acts 13. And we're going to read just a few verses, 1-3. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and they sent them off. So what this teaches us is, as Andrew said earlier, the process of making disciples is also about sending disciples. And it's also about releasing disciples as well. The church in Antioch didn't hold on to their best leaders. They sent them. They released them. They blessed them to go. Our dear friends Ruth and Brian have been called and set by the Holy Spirit to go to the Isle of Wight. And as a church, we're releasing them into that. And why are we doing that? Because there are more disciples to be made over there. The Holy Spirit wants to outwork his purposes in them on the Isle of Wight. So we're not called to just stay, but we're also called to go. And so being prepared to go is something that we should get used to as a church. And it is for the purposes of Jesus growing his kingdom. When he equips us, he asks us to follow him. And for the church in Antioch, it was significant that they grew deeper as a church in their own relationships, not just making disciples, but becoming healthy disciples. Disciples that make disciples. It grew deeper, so deep that it became the missionary launch of Paul's missionary journeys. It was the hub of the church that sent him on his missionary journeys. And it was ordinary Christians that built that church. It wasn't just the disciples. It was the, wasn't just the apostles. It was ordinary Christians. But the important thing to remember as a disciple, but before we share Jesus and share our life, is to keep the gospel front and center. Because Romans 3:23 tells us that we've all sinned. We've all gone our own way. And left up to our own devices, we'll continue to do that because that is our sinful nature. But Jesus lived a life that we could never live. And he died the death that we deserved. And he rose again. And he wants us to follow him. We were on this path here to sin and death. And then we're now on this path to following him. This is the right path in our lives. This is the path where we can trust Jesus with our lives, our whole lives. And he will lead us. He will follow us. We will follow him. So I want to give you a little challenge this morning. Who is one person that doesn't know Jesus that God is calling you to invest in? Calling you to build a friendship with? Calling you to share your life and share your faith with? Have a little think about one person that doesn't know Jesus. Now, it's easy to think of one person as a bit of a project or a tick on a checkbox. This isn't about people being projects. This is about building genuine relationships with people, because those people are a person made in the image of God. And they're someone that Jesus loves enough to die for. Now, when Jesus was in his ministry years and he was walking around to different places, he was often crowded. He was often speaking to crowds of people. But he didn't see crowds of people as interruptions or projects. He saw those crowds with compassion. Matthew 9:36 tells us he saw them as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And that's how we should see our one. They're someone who needs Jesus, someone who needs the good shepherd in their life. So who is that one person? Who is that one person that God's calling you to spend time with, build a friendship with, build a relationship with? Not add extra more time in your week, but just invite them to live your everyday life. Invite them into your normal life and show them who Jesus is, the difference he makes to your everyday life. It's important that we spend time with Jesus in order to share Jesus. So Lucas talked about this last week. If we abide with Jesus, he transforms us. He gives us the power to be able to talk about him. He gives us the power to share the difference he's made to our lives and the difference he can make to others' lives. He gives us the power to tell someone Jesus loves you and how much he loves you, as we did at the start. So when we build friendships, when we build relationships with people, it's about building a dependence on Jesus, not dependence on us. We're just a vehicle to get them to Jesus. We do the invitation. Jesus does the hard work. And as we said at the start of this series, it's not about something new. This isn't a new initiative. This isn't a new thing that we want the church to do. This is returning to something ancient. This is returning to the way of Jesus. Because Jesus shared his life. He spent time with people. He shared faith. He talked about the kingdom. And he shared life. He shared his purposes. And that's what he's calling us to share life, share faith, and share Jesus. And over these last few months, we've been reading how God changed the world in the early church, how he transformed the world. And if he did it then through ordinary Christians, he can do it now through us. The heroes of this story in Acts aren't Peter or Paul. They're unnamed believers. It said in Acts 11, those who had been scattered. Now, we don't even know their names. But yet God used them. He established his church in Antioch, and he changed the world through them. And he can do it through us. That's how one apple becomes an orchard. It's one disciple helping another disciple again and again and again. So I'd love us to respond in prayer, but I'd love us to take a moment. If you want to close your eyes and hold your hands out, I'd love us to ask the Lord this morning, who is the one? Who is my one that you are calling me to invest in? Let's just take a moment and then I'll pray. And then Lucy will lead us in a song. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling ordinary people into your extraordinary mission. Lord, thank you that you didn't wait until we had it all sussed out, had it all together, knew everything we needed to before we went on this mission. You invite us to follow you just as we are. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your patience and your love shown to us through Jesus. Lord, forgive us for the times that we keep our faith private when you've called us to share hope with others. Lord, forgive us when fear or comfort or busyness stops us from living as your disciples. Holy Spirit, will you fill us afresh today? Give us courage to share Jesus naturally with those around us. Give us compassion to notice those who are searching or hurting or feeling alone. Give us wisdom to walk alongside others with patience and love and help them grow in their faith. Lord, show each of us who our one is. Maybe we haven't got one right now, but Lord, over this coming week, will you help us with knowing who that one is? Bring it to our minds. Lord, reveal to us who it is that you are preparing. Help us not to be overwhelmed by the many, but faithful with the one person. May we be people who share life generously, share faith faithfully, and share Jesus boldly. Father, make us into the kind of church that we see in the book of Acts, a church led by your Spirit, devoted to one another, courageous in witness, and willing to send and release others for the sake of your kingdom. Lord, use our ordinary lives for your extraordinary purposes. We offer ourselves to you again today. Have your way in us, in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.